Good afternoon, everyone. Good to see you here today. My wife and I, we took last weekend off. Actually, we went to the Tacoma church camp out at Scenic Beach State Park, and we had a great time. Actually, there was 13 individuals from the Seattle church that attended that camp out, and it was a very nice weekend. We had some good messages, a very good potluck after the messages, and just good fellowship all around. Mr. Bill Dyson gave the sermonette that day, and I was struck on how simple his message was, and at the same time, profound. I went up to Bill Dyson after services, and I thanked him for his sermonette. And I said that someday I would like to use some of his aspects that he had in his message for a future sermonette. He said, yeah, sure, go ahead. Well, this week I could not get that sermonette out of my mind. It kept on coming back and back because it resonated with me a lot. So today I'm going to take some aspects of that message and use them as a framework for today's message. Bible prophecy reveals events in our times and foretells of major world-shaking events that are just over the horizon of time that will change our lives. How soon these events will occur is really unknown, but God says to watch and be prepared. I'd like to have us turn in our Bibles to Revelation 13, and this is a very interesting passage here in the Bible. Revelation 13 is a prophecy that is written in symbolic language of a soon coming mysterious world dominating wild beast, as is pictured here in Revelation 13. So let's read in Revelation 13 verse 2, the last sentence. The dragon gave him, now him here, he's talking about the beast now, his power, his throne, and great authority. So Satan gives his power to the beast. Let's drop down to Revelation 13 verse 11 now, and we'll read, then I saw another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. Now this beast has something, or does something rather interesting. Let's go down to verse 16. We'll begin reading there, and we'll see what this beast does. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. The number is 666. Now verses 16 through 18 of Revelation really says a lot, doesn't it? Now many, they will wonder, what is this mark you're talking about? What is the name of the beast? And what does the number 66 really mean? It is not my intention today to go over and give answers to those questions. My intention today is more basic than these important questions. My intention today is to look at the nature of the beast. And for you who like title for sermonettes, the title of my sermonette is The Nature of the Beast. And when we do this, we will have a better understanding of who and what this beast really is. Now, we just read in verse 16 that the beast will cause people to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. Now, does this language seem familiar to you in other parts of the Bible? Well, let's go over to Deuteronomy 6. And let's read verses 4 through 8. Now, this is God speaking. He says, "Hear, O Israel." He's talking to ancient Israel here. And really, this all applies to us today, all us who follow God and are His. So, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." And verse 8, "You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes." Barely similar wording here. Well, let's compare the two, Deuteronomy and what we just read in Revelation. The verse here in 8 says, and this is God talking, "a sign on your hand." Revelation talks about a mark on their right hand. Now, it specifically mentions a right hand, but it mentions a hand. And then Deuteronomy 8 here, God is saying that shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Revelation 13:6 says, "on their foreheads." Very, very similar. So when we compare the two scriptures, we find that one is God is speaking, and one is about the beast. And there's a big difference. Because the beast copies, mimics, and counterfeits God's ways. See how very similar it is. This is the very nature of the beast. The focus of the beast is to see the world, and especially God's people. Now, years ago, I was in Las Vegas, and I saw many people impersonate Elvis Presley. And it was very entertaining and comical to watch all these people. I mean, short people, tall people, fat people, skinny people, all imitating Elvis the best they could. And a lot of it was very laughable, to tell you the truth. However, when the beast comes on the scene, this is not laughable. This imposter of God is what he is, an imposter. It's a beast's very nature to deceive people, and it is so good that people think this is the real McCoy, that is God doing all this. But how can this be done? Well, let me give you an example. I work in downtown Seattle, and in man-made canyons of steel and concrete, it's sometimes difficult to tell you what direction the wind is coming from. I could be standing on one corner, and I'll say it's coming from the south. You go a block away, and you say, no, the wind's coming from the west, because the wind hits these buildings and deflected and downdrafts and updrafts, and you do not know the true direction of the wind. However, I have learned in Seattle, if you look up the top of many of the high-rise buildings, there's usually an American flag that flies over it. And many of them are quite big. And only then can you see where the true direction of the wind is, because nothing's impeding the wind. And you can tell by the direction of the flag which way the wind is going and coming from. Now, the winds of change are happening in the world. And to tell what the true direction of the wind is, you must stay close to God. Keep His commandments. We need to keep and pray daily that God gives us His Spirit for guidance and direction, that we may escape the nature of the beast and all his deceitful ways. And this wind of change that comes, it will come from many directions. We will see difficulties in parts of the world like Iraq and Afghanistan and the Middle East, and we'll see oil crises and economic problems, and all these are just winds of change blowing off of different things. But the wind of change is coming and will come from the beast. Now, the world has been gradually abandoning God in his way. A Gallup poll in Canada in 1946 reported that 67% of the adults attended religious service on a regular basis. In 1998, that number was only 22%. Now, other polls indicate about 40% of the U.S. population, adults, attends church regularly, and that figure in Europe is 10% or less. So what is happening here and in the world is that more people are becoming ignorant of the true God. And ignorance is no excuse. God has some strong words about that in Hosea 4:6. He says, "My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge." And God who said that all who receive the mark of the beast will suffer seven last plagues of him from God. Let's go to Revelation 14:9. And we'll read that. Revelation 14:9. Then a third angel followed, and then saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation." But brethren, if we stay close to God and his spirit, we will not be deceived by the imposter. We will know the true God. But let's be encouraged. Let's go over to Revelation 20:4. And there's some good news here for all of us who do that. Stay close to God and not be hoodwinked by this imposter. His very nature is to deceive people. And reading in Revelation 20:4. "And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God. And those who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. That's encouraging, brethren. So let's stay close to God. Let's not be deceived by the great imposter, this beast power. And as we understand that, we'll begin to understand who and what the beast really is.